week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Four in the round of 16 in New York. For the 20-year-old Zhang, it marks the first time she's reached the quarterfinals of a major tournament.
Well, honestly, this match was really difficult. I mean, the things I'm doing better than her today, I think it's just I have more aggressive than her. And most of the times, I'm the one who's managed the game more than her. And there is a lot of tough moments, especially in the second set when I was leading 5-2 up. You know, I just feel in that moment I don't really be aggressive like I was. I was a little bit doubting of the shot. And I feel in that moment she get a chance back and she started to be more aggressive than me. So after I lost these two games, I started telling myself if I have to win a match, I need to play aggressive player like what I done in the first set. And honestly, I did well, and I'm happy to win the match at the end.
At the post-match news conference in New York, Zhang was asked about her first memory of former Chinese tennis star Li Na.
You just say the right name. Actually, it was Li Na. If you want to say the first memory, because when she won the French Open champion at the real first time and the first Asia who won a Grand Slam, that give a lot to a young kid, especially for me. And in that moment, I start to think, oh, as Asia, we are also able to win a Grand Slam at big stage like that. Because before that, you know, tennis isn't so popular in China. And there, I mean, my parents doesn't know what is tennis before I start to play. That's true. So, yeah, after Li Na, tennis become more popular sport in China, so thanks to her a lot. And also, she put me a dream seed in my heart that I want to become like that, yeah.
That's China's Qinwen Zhang speaking after her round of 16 victory against Tunisia's Ons Jabeur at the U.S. Open. Also through to the quarterfinals is American Madison Keys, as we hear now from the AP's Graham Agars.
Madison Keys was runner-up at the U.S. Open in 2017, a semi-finalist the following year, and looked on track to eventually claim her national title. But since then, it's been slim pickings for the now 28-year-old. But all that could change this year, as a resurgent Keys has reached the quarterfinals and has moved into a last eight clash with the Wimbledon champion Marketa Vondrousova, who ended the run of the young American Peyton Stearns. Unfortunately, Keys' advance came at the expense of fellow American Jessica Pegula.
Honestly, I feel like today it was just really focused on trying to keep rally short, just because Jess is so good. And the longer the rally gets, the better Jess seems to get. So I was really just trying to focus on trying to hit the best ball that I could in the first one or two balls of the rallies. And luckily, things just kind of went my way today.
In men's action, big wins for defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and the former champion Daniel Medvedev. I'm Graham Agar.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, ba-ba-ba-zip, D.C.
World football was in mourning at the start of 2023. On January 3rd, international football legend Pelé was buried in Santos, Brazil. Pelé died December 29th, 2022, after a battle with colon cancer. Pelé had fans all over the globe, including South Africa, where he crept into the hearts of millions of South Africans in the build-up to the 2010 World Cup hosted by the Rainbow Nation. Pelé supported an African bid to stage the tournament from the very beginning, encouraged by South Africa's first democratic president, Nelson Mandela. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports feature presentation, Darren Taylor reports Pelé made many friends during numerous visits to South Africa after apartheid ended in 1994.
Cruzou para trás, dominou, fez o passe do Pelé, furou, voltou, Pelé emendou lá dentro.
Augusto Palacios says he fell in love with football and with Pelé when he watched him score a hat-trick against France in the 1958 World Cup semi-final. His 8-year-old eyes gazed at the TV screen in awe as the 17-year-old Brazilian tormented the French. Pelé's team would go on to beat Sweden in the final, with Palacios later finding a place in the midfield of Peru's national team.
In 1973, I had the opportunity to play against him. And obvious, I meet him, obvious, in Argentina. In Buenos Aires, also, I meet him when I was the team manager, Mafana Afan, in the World Cup in France, and also in Confederation.
Palacios was 21 when he lined up for his Peruvian club, Sporting Cristal, against Pelé's Brazilian side, Santos, in a Copa Libertadores fixture. The Copa Libertadores is South America's equivalent of the African Champions League. Palacios says he was surprised by Pelé's relatively small stature.
His height was 1.73, but the way he jumped over the ball, looking at the goal he scored in 1970 against Italy, the heading goal, it was unbelievable. The body aspect, the strong with the ball to protect the ball and the dribbling, unbelievable. And remember also,
he laughs and says he couldn't touch Pelé on the field and had to make do with handshakes and backslaps off the pitch.
His background is unbelievable. He never lost his passion or humble aspect from where he came, because he came from very, very poor family. He was a very, very poor person, you know, who was selling a newspaper and magazine and clean shoes in the street. Age of 13 years is when...
According to the Peruvian, it says a lot about the kind of person Pelé was that he chose to remain loyal to Santos rather than moving to a top European club. One can only imagine, says Palacios, what Pelé could have achieved with Real Madrid, for example. Yet, says Palacios, Pelé's name still became synonymous with the beautiful game, and he won every trophy he ever competed for.
5 Copa Libertadores, 2 Intercontinental Cup, 3 World Cup, top goal scorer, 1,000, 2,000 goals. He was my hero. I can't copy him, but I can enjoy watching him.
Another South African footballing personality who interacted with Pelé is Kaizer Motohong, the founder of top club side, Kaizer Chiefs. In 1968, Motong was playing as a 24-year-old striker for Atlanta Chiefs in the United States.
Santos drove hard against the Chiefs to keep their lead. Pelé, number 10, maintained his standing as the world's number one player.
Grainy archive footage shows Pelé bursting through the Chiefs' defense to smash the ball into the net past an onrushing goalkeeper. Motong says he remembers almost every second of the game.
The occasion itself was unbelievable because we knew that we're not only playing against a team called Santos, we're playing against the greatest of all time.
He says the tens of thousands of fans in the stadium had obviously come to see Pelé and Pelé only, and that was just fine by him.
They beat us 6-2, and he scored about 3 goals. I must say I was very happy because I also scored 1 goal in that game.
As a football administrator, Motoang met Pelé on many occasions, especially during the 2010 World Cup in South Africa.
He was an unbelievable character, on and off the field. But off the field, was such a humble person, you would not believe that he was a top athlete throughout the world and somebody who was seen as the best in the whole world.
Motoang says of all the famous political figures, musicians, authors and sports people he's met, Pelé remains the only one he places on the same pedestal as Mandela, a global icon, but with the humanity and humility to make everyone around him feel significant. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
Thanks, Darren. Pelé's impact and influence was big in South Africa and throughout the African continent, as we hear now from the chief football writer at ACLSports.com, Fisayo Dairo.
The whole of Africa saw Pelé as one of their own. Being a black South American, they embraced him. He traveled down to the African continent a lot and lots of time. He came to Nigeria four times in the 60s and 70s. He came with Santos to play against Nigeria's Green Eagles in 1969 January, and he still came back a month later to play in Benin City. And then in 1976, Pelé came to Ibadan in southwestern Nigeria to teach school children the art of playing football. And then 3 years later, in 1979, he was in Kaduna, northern Nigeria, where Santos also played against Raka Rovers. So it was an amazing feeling for those that were alive that time to welcome the legend. Africans see him as the greatest ever, undoubtedly the best that will ever be. And that's why even in Ghana, one of their greatest footballers, Abedi Ayew, was nicknamed Pelé. So many people didn't know. You would have thought his name was Abedi Pelé, as he was fondly called across Africa. That is the kind of influence that Pelé held among Nigerians and our Africans, to be precise. His death, of course, has devastated many, but we'll continue to remember him for years to come.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com.
Sporty greetings. This is Fisayo Dairo, chief football writer at ACLSports.com, and you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Fisayo also spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye about Bukayo Saka recently being named the Professional Footballers Association Young Player of the Year.
I believe it's a well-deserved honor for Bukayo Saka, the Arsenal prodigy, because if we look at his performances last season, he was one of the reasons Arsenal finished so high on the league table. At the time, many thought Arsenal would run away with the Premier League title before they capitulated in the second half of the season and Manchester City duly overtook them. But you can't take nothing away from Bukayo Saka's performance. He had 14 Premier League goals and about another 11 assists. That's contributing to a total of 25 Premier League goals and assists in a season. That's the best season he has had. And I think it's only very right that he's rewarded for that. Yes, a lot have argued that perhaps Erling Haaland, who won the PFA Player of the Year, should have gone away with all the gongs. But having the efforts and performances of Bukayo Saka recognized by the Professional Footballers Association is a very laudable thing. And of course, it is also very good for the lad, because he keeps going from strength to strength. The number of goals he scored last year was more than the ones he scored season before. The one he scored season before was more than the one he scored season before that. So we just hope that he continues that upward trajectory in his career.
As a football analyst, do you think the award given to Bukayo Saka will motivate young African players to take to the game and excel?
It will indeed, because every award given out to young players is always with the intention of sending messages to his colleagues, to his contemporaries across the clubs, that there is always reward for diligence and excellence. And for Bukayo Saka, who at his young age
carried a lot of Arsenal's burdens on his shoulders, perhaps alongside like his captain, Martin Odegaard, last time. Every young player in the Premier League will know that if you churn out consistent performances as good as this lad did last season, you tend to be rewarded, not only with good improved contracts, but also with global recognitions. When we're talking about the Golden Boy, the global accolade for the best young players, of course, Bukayo Saka will still be in the conversation. So definitely this award will serve not only as motivation to African young players, but to every young player, especially under the age of 23 in the Premier League in England.
Fisayo, what does this award mean for Saka and other African players in the English Premier League?
Like Saka himself said when he received the award, he said it was a mark of appreciation and a message not to relent on what he was doing. So I think the message is there. It's open for all the young players and all African players. Of course, we've seen a number of African players win PFA awards in the past 1 to 2 decades. So it's always there for the taking. You churn out fantastic performances, you give your best on the pitch for your club, and in fact, inspire your club to greater heights. You know that you get rewarded at the end of the season. That's the major message. The PFA is a body of professional footballers, and they know more than the average fan or even journalist, because they play the game themselves. They know the contributions of their fellow colleagues, and that's why for them to have put out Saka as the best young player for this category, they see beyond what everyone saw. They saw that he was exceptional, not only on the pitch, off the pitch as well. And it's enough to serve as a motivation and inspiration to other African players, especially black players, who seem to be maligned and in some areas, not always given what they are due. But if a young gun like Bukayo Saka has been so much recognized, then the message is there that everyone will be recognized if they give performances as great as he did.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fisayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Oliseh, former captain and coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Sunday. The current coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria has signed a new deal, as we hear now from Samson Omale.
Jose Pesero will continue as Nigeria head coach despite agreeing to a pay cut. The Nigerian Football Federation on Sunday announced that the 63-year-old will now lead Nigeria to the Africa Cup of Nations after his initial one-year contract ran out in July. His initial contract paid him $70,000 a month, but it is understood the new agreement will have his monthly pay at $50,000 after the federation said they could no longer afford his previous salary. He has been handed the target of leading the Super Eagles to at least the semi-finals of the Africa Cup of Nations to be hosted by the Ivory Coast in January. In athletics, Uganda Vitalis Quimoi and Chimos Viola Mureya were winners in the second edition of the Mount Wenzori Marathon that took place in the scenic town of Kasese, Uganda. The Rwenzori mountain ranges, known for their breathtaking beauty, provided a stunning backdrop to the marathon, drawing 2,000 participants from 13 countries, including famous international sports commentator Rob Walker.
I can see the potential in this event. It's going to be a big, big part of promoting this area of Uganda going forward, because we need people to know that Uganda has mountains.
Vitalis Kimoi clocked 2 hours, 17 minutes and 21 seconds to beat second place Bernard Cheptoy, who clocked a time of 2 hours, 17 minutes, 22 seconds. Shetrack Kimayo clocked 2 hours, 17 minutes, 37 seconds to take bronze. Quimoy said it was indeed a difficult race.
The race was too tough because going was a little bit hard, but coming back was a little bit slow. And I'm not used to wear slow. a little bit faster in heel work in the heel.
In the women's category, Viola Chemos Munrera won in 2 hours, 49 minutes, 3 seconds. Winners of the marathon got $750. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter, handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Bukayo Saka, the Arsenal young man who is celebrating his 22nd birthday on this Tuesday. Fisayo Dairo and Iron Mike Mbonye were talking earlier in the show about Saka winning the Professional Footballers Association Young Player of the Year award. Bukayo Saka was born in London to Nigerian parents. Happy 22nd birthday, Bukayo Saka.
Relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Thanks, Heather. Our sporty destination now is African boxing. Lekan the Engine Muibi recently won the vacant Nigerian light heavyweight title. The Engine has powered his way to victories in his first 10 professional fights, and he's managed by none other than Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. I asked Nnamdi how he met Muibi.
2019, he posted a video clip of him training at his home in Mowe, Ogun State, Nigeria. And I saw this clip on Anthony Joshua fan page. And I looked at him, I said, wow, it's a young kid. The environment was really, really rough, you know. And the equipment he was using were just like, you know, gloves were all old, shoes old, you know, the bag was tied to a tree, you know. And I felt, you know, I needed to do something. And I reached out to him online, and then he replied. And I asked him, what do you do? He said, well, he was learning all these techniques from YouTube. And I said, what do you do now? He said, I'm a mechanic. I said, okay, I would like to get you into the fight game. And I started sponsoring him. And he won a tournament in Lagos, won a car and ₦1 million. And right after that, I turned him pro. Today, 10 fights, 10 knockouts, and the light heavyweight champion of Nigeria. I'm very proud of Lekan, the engine Moebi. The engine because he's a mechanic, and he's no longer a mechanic. His goal is to fight for the world title. Well, next, he will fight October 15 in celebration of Fela Aniku Lakboku-Ti celebration at Freedom Park in Lagos. And right after that, I will send him to Bukom in Accra, Ghana. And then we come back. We challenge for the Africa Boxing Union title. I'm really, really very happy to see how far we have come since 2019 and this chance meeting on Facebook. And I believe with what we're doing now with my team in Lagos, we have a future world champion. 10 fights and 10 knockouts is no joke, my brother. I look forward to big things for this young man, Lekan Lokoti, the engine from Mowe, Ogun State, Nigeria, the national champion. I'll say big up, my boy.
Thanks, Namdi. That's Namdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, who's been firing verbal jabs over our Voice of America airwaves for more than 40, count them, more than 40 years. Update now on the FIBA Basketball World Cup for men. Serbia and the United States posted big wins Tuesday in the Philippines to advance to the semifinals. In the first game of the day in Manila, Serbia defeated Lithuania 87-68, and then the USA routed Italy 100-63. Atlanta Hawks guard Bogdan Bogdanovic led the Serbians with a game-high 21 points. Meanwhile, Brooklyn Nets forward Michael Bridges scored a game-high 24 points for the Americans in their blowout victory. Action will resume on Wednesday in Manila with two more quarterfinal games. Germany will play Latvia, and Canada will take on Slovenia. The semifinals are scheduled for Friday, September 8th in Manila, and the final on Sunday, September 10th, also in Manila. Wraps up the September 5th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.